Danielle's. St. Helena, California, October 10, 1910. Elder Danielle's. My dear brother, last night in plain sight from my bedroom window, the forest was ablaze. Men were at work all night fighting the fire, which was not checked till near morning. Today we are having a nice rain, the first this season. We are very thankful for this rain. We are now to seek God most earnestly. I have been instructed by the Lord that calamities of every description will come upon the world. The end of all things is at hand, and the very things that have been presented to me will take place. Satan is powerful in carrying out his plans. Some are awaking to a realization of what will be in the future. From your letter, I see that you are determined to respond to the messages that the Lord has been sending in regard to the work of the hour. For 20 years, the Lord has been sending messages, urging his people to wake up. For the past 10 years, these messages have come with decided urgency. But Satan has been working with all his powers to keep commercialism in some form to the front as much as possible. He is striving through commercialism to gain control of minds, and we must see how essential it is to be prepared for what is to come. My soul is wrought up with an intensity that I cannot describe. There are strange revealings in the business world. The daily papers are filled with reports of fraud. In today's Chronicle, I read the following headlines. Bank teller gone with big shortage in accounts. Alleged theft of 50,000. And another. Papers report that hundreds perish in northern forest fire. Flight of settlers from onrushing flames in lumber woods. Just such scenes have been presented to me as taking place. In the same paper that gives such a heart-rending account of the forest fires and the deaths in consequence of them, there is an account of most foolish expenditure of money for selfish pleasure. We are now to be preparing for the coming of the Lord. We have a large work before us. Let no time be devoted to frivolity or to an unwise expenditure of means. Let every idol be put away. Let the eye of faith see Jesus standing before the Father's throne, holding out his wounded hands as he pleads for souls perishing in their sins. Let all of the Lord's people be sure to use their means to send the truth to the needy ones. Let every penny be used to accomplish good. Now, just now, we are to prepare for what is before us. We are daily to gain an increase of strength. Let us by faith see the crowns laid up for those who overcome. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain and has redeemed us to God. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, in his conflict with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, was given a view of heaven. Men under satanic influence hurled stones at the one who was presenting saving truth to the people. But with his face shining as the face of an angel, he exclaimed in words of triumph, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of God standing on the right hand of God." Acts 7, verse 56. He saw Christ looking upon him as he suffered death for the sake of his faith. His countenance was lighted up, for the light from Christ's face shone upon him. Even his enemies saw that his face reflected the glory of the Redeemer. Let us praise God that we can behold by faith the reward of the righteous. The Christian life must be a constant endeavor to honor and glorify God. We must say, "I will to do Christ's will." We must make it our first work to win souls to Christ, and we must be wide awake. There is a heaven to win. Your sister in Christ.